Would that be my thigh or my heart?
Well, I'm going to call you your hip and your thigh. Mm-hmm. See, the calf leg would be down lower, down here on the calf of your leg.
If a fella can lift 200 pounds, you'd say he's...
He's all strong.
Mm-hmm. It means he has a lot of...
energy.
Strength?
Yeah, strength. I'd call him, he's awful, we call him awful strong, you know. Mm-hmm. Sure, a lot of strength to lift 200 pounds.
And if a fella takes a joke well and he's always laughing and like that, what would you say about his disposition?
He's a good fellow with a good disposition, you know. Easy to get along with.
Mm-hmm. Has a good sense of...
Yeah, humor and everything.
Now, and a fellow who bumps into things and knocks things over, you'd say is...
Oh, all's hot and trouble, he is.
Well, how about a kid? He's about 15. He's all feet.
Yeah.
Bumps into things.
Yeah, awkward, what I call him.
Mm-hmm. Person who never spends a nickel?
He's tight.
How about somebody, say somebody is 90, and he still does all his own work, you'd say he's...
Well, he's either in good health or else he's just a tight, he's been so tight all his life, that he just won't hire anybody. Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of them around here that way, you know, that's what Miss Haley. They kill themselves before they spend a dollar to hire somebody.
Would they be spry or agile or alert?
Well, we'd say that for a man 90 years old, he's a pretty spry old man yet. That's what we word around here. He's a pretty spry old man yet for 90 years old.
And, how would you refer to somebody that old who has a good mind? You'd say he's...
Oh, just like we've had several around here start just in the last month. It was around 90, and we was just talking mean birth about a good mind they had yet for 90 years old, you know. Yeah, a good mind, though, could just pretty sensible about talking to you, mm-hmm. you know.
Would you say they were pert or peart or...?
Yeah, pretty peart for, all peart for 90 years old.
And a person who takes no pride in anything?
They ain't got no interest, no. They just don't care about nothing, they ain't got no interest in nothing, they're just out of this war.
Would that be slouchy?
Yeah, slouchy too.
Or?
Yeah, just slouchy, they don't take no interest, they don't care about pride or nothing, they just slouchy. That's just a pretty good way to word it.
And a person who isn't careful about anything?
Well, we just call them haphazard. They just tear up more than they make.
And that means he's careless?
Yeah, careless and don't care, you know, just careless and don't care. And we've got them around in farm and they just tear up their machinery and things, you know, more. They tear up more than they make, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's disappointing to see that, isn't
it? Yeah, it is, Don. And they're all down now. They just, the reason they don't get no place in life finance, they tear up more than they make. We've got a lot of them that way.
You know, I think that's the way people are brought up, too.
You
they're
bet.
They're brought up right, they don't do that.
You bet. It's the way you bring a kid and raise him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How about a person who makes up his mind and won't ever change it? You'd say he's...
Well, he's, I know how to word it, let's see. I heard that the other night, too. Wait a minute, I'll get that straight.
They want to make you believe they're the only one that's right mm-hmm. about anything. Now, that's by the way, we have those ladies that night down there, Bertha got you, get your hair fixed, my wife. And no matter how wrong she is, but whatever she says, that she's always right, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all is right. She's just sure she's right, no matter how wrong she be, but she's whatever she says is right.
Would this be the same as being obstinate or hard-headed, or?
Yeah, that's what you call them kind of hard-headed. That's a good word for them. They won't give in, you know. They just, mm-hmm. they die before they own up that they're wrong, you know.
How about a person who takes offense at little things?
Well, they're just hard to get along with.